Welcome to Incandescent Tarot, a podcast exploring how to integrate tarot and spirituality with everyday life. I'm your host, Gina Wysotsky, a pro reader and utter tarot enthusiast. Join me as we tackle big questions like why the tower is so intimidating and what it means to develop a spiritual practice in this wild modern world. Hello, lovely listeners. Welcome back. It is time for another monthly forecast. This one is for February of 2024, and I feel like I am still reeling from January. It has not been a slow start to the year, that's for sure. Even though we were grappling with the Hermit last month, it ended up being more of a desire to reconnect to that card's kind of chill energy. And on the ground, things were kind of chaotic. So I don't know how it hit for all of you, but I am hoping for a bit of a change over here for February. If you want to be on board for some more discussion and behind the scenes musings on these readings, do head over to the Substack and subscribe. I always record a wrap up. So I'll go over sort of what happened in January and how that reading played out. So if that sounds interesting, your support is always welcome. And if not, listen on anyways, because there's a lot of fun stuff happening in this space too. So let's go ahead and turn these cards over and see what we have in store. As always, these are live readings, so I am not preparing in any way whatsoever other than shuffling my deck. And if you'd like to see a photo of the cards that we're going to be talking about, head over to the Substack as well. You can find a post for this episode with a beautiful picture, but I'll also be describing the cards as we go through them, so don't worry too much. You can also Google. Good old Google will have these images. We're using a Rider-Waite-Smith deck, which is like the tarot deck. So the first hit for any of these card names will get you the picture. This is, however, a very fun coloration. It's a deck from the 70s called the Albano Waite-Smith, and it's got a nice pop of like lurid tones. So anyways, I have to plug this one because it's really fun and I needed something a little invigorating today because I'm sleepy. So let's go ahead and turn these over and see, already excited, what we have in store. Oh my gosh. Maybe. Oh, okay, good. You know, every time I do these, I have some intention to be a little mysterious about it, but I'm never not going to react to the cards as I turn them over. So this one was kind of a nail biter. I'm not going to lie. As I started revealing them to myself, I was like, okay. And that we got saved at the end. So it's not bad, but I was definitely feeling a little on edge. So let's, enough with the mystery, let's talk about it. We have four cards on the table here, and as is tradition, it's the same spread. We have a theme card for the month, a card for the environment, what's happening in the world around us, a card that is a challenge, an area where we might want to direct some mindful attention, and an area that represents an opportunity. So, the opportunity is really lovely, and then the challenge is a card that makes total sense for a challenge. The theme of the month is the King of Swords. This is galvanizing. It's galvanizing in a way, though, that is not requiring us to run around and be wild. It is requiring us to sit in our power, to trust in our discernment, and to really trust our judgment, but also be deliberate about how we act with what we know. So the King of Swords is, as the name suggests, the ruler of the swords along with the Queen of Swords. Kings tend to have a more public-facing energy. And so this is really a time where we are being seen and being asked to communicate clearly, to advocate for ourselves and for others, and to be in a conversation with the world. So it's a time to get out there and to be trusting of your intellect. So what I like about the Kings and Queens is that they often show us areas that we just innately have working for us at that time. And so this month, we are uniquely tuned to take in information, to communicate information, to argue our points, to advance our causes, to think about things, to learn. So know that that is something that you have in the bag. And I think the shadow side to these cards is often a tendency to want to overthink things or to fight against our natural gifts. If you know what you need to say, say it this month. The King of Swords is not about mincing words, and they're not about wasting time gathering extraneous information when what they have is already enough. Now, this brings us to our environment card, which is the Six of Swords. So we have a swords heavy reading, and that's why I was being a little dramatic as I turned them over, like, okay. This is a group that I have a storied history with. If you've been listening for a while, you probably have heard this already, but when I first started reading, when I was a little angsty preteen, I was really hoping that I would get a bunch of cups cards in my readings and cool things like the High Priestess. You know, I was a young witch. I wanted to be all spiritual and enlightened and creative. And instead, I got a bunch of swords. And the swords are all about our minds, how we think about the world. And they often show distressing situations. The imagery is pretty grisly, which I think is a really helpful commentary on how the way we view the world and think about ourselves, our actions, has a huge amount of power, and that we can often wield that power to harm ourselves or to keep ourselves small for whatever reason. So I got a lot of those. I was going through puberty. My mind was all over the place, and I was being really harsh. I was being harsh on myself. I was feeling insulated by judgment, that if I could be more cutting, that I would have an upper hand, especially when it came to making judgments on my own actions. So we have a lot of that going on this month, but in a way that it's almost like we're leveling up. If the King of Swords is our central card, and I'm just going to say our challenge card is the Knight of Swords, we might be wanting to act less maturely or with less confidence than we really have. So this, in the big picture, is kind of a wonderful thing, that we're actually in a King of Swords position and we have some like slow dying Knight of Swords tendencies, the sort of impulsiveness, the hot-headedness, the desire to have the last word, the desire to always be advocating and seeking and questing and arguing, that might need some time to die out, or perhaps is a force in our life that needs to have the volume turned down as we move on to better things. And that's really where our environment card comes along, because that is the Six of Swords. And in terms of numbers, sixes in tarot are all about balance. So the environment around us is giving us an opportunity to find some balance in our lives, especially how we shape it and how we let in information. So it's a time to walk away from things that don't feel good. This card has an image of a boat. There's a person standing up with a pole and they're ferrying two people across. They're kind of hunched over, but it looks like an adult and a child. In the boat, there are six swords stabbed into the hull. They don't appear to be piercing it significantly because the boat is not sinking. It's going fine. They're going across the shore and over into a new far shore, this beautiful forested land. There's no buildings over there. It's just peaceful, green, and waiting for them. So there is a sense of motion happening this month. It's a little poignant. It's a little slow. And there are some lingering feelings that are coming along with us, some ideas, some thoughts that are just there. It's not a time to really do much about what has already happened or what you know to be true. Just allow yourself to move towards where you need to go. And that is towards a sense of like mental balance, so really prioritizing where you feel a sense of equilibrium, peace, oneness, being at rest. Allow that to guide you to where you need to be. Now, our challenge card is the Knight of Swords. So if you look at the image, you know, the King of Swords is sitting on their throne. They're confident in these amazing robes, holding a sword, staring confidently out at us, the audience. The six is moving to the right. So the fairy person is propelling the boat towards the right-hand side of our reading. Then on the right-hand side of the Six of Swords is the Knight of Swords, which is just charging full steam to the left. So I really see this as pushback. There will be some challenging pushback this month. And our job will be to inhabit the King of Swords, standing or sitting in their case, actually, not even standing. They're so unbothered. They're just sitting resolutely on their throne. No one is barging in and knocking them off of it. They're just like, no, this is where I am. And there may be some Knight of Swords energy going on, whether it's internal, and this can happen a lot when we've reached a place where we feel good and for whatever reason are threatened by that, want to complicate things. So be aware of those thought patterns. But it could also come from other people wanting to knock you off of the throne. The job here is to not pay them any heed. You will still be the king. Just be in your space and allow that to blow by. Because if you look at the card, what I think is kind of funny about the Knight of Swords is they're in full charge, their horse is like flying through the air, their arm stretched out with the sword grasped in it. They're like actually yelling, which may be the only card in the deck that is yelling. And there are two trees to the left of them in the background that are leaning towards them. So the wind is actually blowing in their face. They're going against the wind. And they are not working with nature. They're not working with the direction that life is heading. Instead, they are fighting to go back into the past. It's not pleasant. And in this case, it's really not necessary. So pay attention to that theme, like where you're feeling pushed to go back to the past. Is that internal, external, a little bit of both? What is the main thought behind it? What is the main reasoning, the battle cry of the Knight of Swords? There's a possibility that you or others may feel extra threatened and on edge. And this again is where the King is redirecting us, asking us to just sit down, take a deep breath, and be concise and considered with what we say and what we give our time and energy to. Because the larger unfolding is in the right direction, is towards balance and peace. So a little pushback might be a good sign, actually, in February. Our opportunity card is the Star. So this is like such a balm on a pointy reading. It's pointy and pokey. There's a lot happening with all these swords. Eight total, if we were counting, in terms of six, the one in the Knight of Swords, the one in the King of Swords. I have to explain my tarot math, okay? The Star is just pouring some cool water on all of this intensity. And it's a major arcana card, so it is really exerting a lot of power here. And I think that is telling us that there is so much power to be found in caring for ourselves this month. And not even just caring for ourselves. I think there's so much you could say about the discussion around self-care, and it's almost a meaningless term at this point. The Star really speaks to honoring the humanity in ourselves and others, and the need to be vulnerable and receptive and patient and present throughout life, that we can't just be charging ahead all the time. We can't be adversarial towards ourselves or other people if we want to really relax into the full extent of who we are. I feel like that's actually important as I say it out loud. It's like relaxation as a way to connect to your full self. And I mean self with a capital S, like the type of self that can affect really meaningful change and build something that is impactful in the world. So that's not on the cards, on the table right now, like this directed, planned out, world conquering sort of planning. But there is something really important happening in this spread around sort of like dignity, advocacy, and gentleness, almost like starting to tend to yourself and to others in a way that is reflective of the type of world you would like to see and be a part of. So, how to channel this? As I look at this, there's a powerful image going on here, because in the Six of Swords, there is a person being ferried, two people, three, including the ferry person, across this body of water. And it's a big body of water. In the Star, however, we have a cute little pool. And what's fun about tarot is that we don't know the full context of these cards, so you can put them together and imagine that they form these little ecosystems. So if we were to do that with the Six of Swords and the Star, we could imagine that these people are getting moved across this lake, river, whatever it may be, and they're finding this other shore with the Star. And maybe they get to this place and they're almost learning how to set down their swords, how to be in a new place and embrace a feeling of arrival. I think that this month has a lot of potential for putting down our guard after having done some hard work to learn about what we need, what we want, and how to communicate it. So if we look at the King of Swords as our theme card, imagining the whole backstory that it took for each of us to get to this place. How much work have you been doing to understand yourself, to become an expert, to become knowledgeable? Think about where that may appear in your life. It could be anywhere. But that has been a long training process, and now you have that ability. I think it's important to look at these cards as active energies, but ones that we've earned. So you've earned your capacity to be the King of Swords. It has asked you to take a risk, to move away from something across this body of water in the Six of Swords. There's been some pushback with the Knight of Swords, but if we stay our course this month, we will arrive on the shore of the Star. And once we get there, we have to take care of ourselves, because this narrative, I'm like, that's a lot of effort. And the Star really is about giving back to yourself so that you are able to ultimately give back to the world. And doing so simultaneously. It's not like an isolationist card like the Hermit, which was our card for January. So in the image of the Star, there's this nude person. They're kneeling on the bank of whatever this body of water is, and they have two jugs. One of them they're pouring back into the water, and the other they're pouring onto the land. The water that's flowing onto the land, part of it is running back into the pool in a little rivulet. And then there's 1, 2, 3, 4 other little streams that are going out, either getting absorbed into the ground. We can't really see what happens to them because the card ends in that little bottom right corner. But maybe they're forming little streams. Maybe the person in the Star keeps on doing this over and over, and they are responsible for this outpouring of water. Now, in tarot, water is all about connection, sustenance, spirituality, love. I'm drawn to this image that we're in caring for ourselves and caring for others and dedicating ourselves to kind of repetitive practices that we are really doing so much more than we can see. And again, there's part of that happening in the Star too, sort of trusting that by this dim light, if you keep on doing what matters to you, you will yield something worthwhile. And I can't help but say my favorite shout out in tarot, my favorite animal shout out, besides the snail actually in the Queen. Anyways, I won't talk about the snail. We're talking about the bird today. We're talking about the bird in the Star. And it's this awkward little bird hanging out in a tree behind the main figure who does not seem aware that they're there at all. I'm intrigued by this because we have the rest of the readings all swords, and swords are about knowing stuff. But there may be something that we're looking for and have been for some time that is a little less tame, that is harder to find, that if we wave our swords around, we're not going to get that answer. We're scaring away the wisdom we're looking for. Actually, maybe it's wisdom instead of knowledge. In any case, if we really practice being in the star card this month, I think that missing piece of wisdom, or that piece of wisdom that we're feeling we need in our life, is getting closer and closer. So just be on the lookout for the kind of slow burn realizations that are not normal. They don't usually happen. There may be a dawning awareness this month that is quite transformative. Just wanted to mention it because it is really drawing my eye as I go over these cards with you today. Oh, this is quite the reading. This one really sucked me in, and oh my goodness. One last thing I'll say as I'm like gazing at them is that there are also birds in the Knight of Swords, and that makes sense because swords are connected with the element of air, which is a funny thing to say right as my air goes off in my house. Apologies for the background noise. But in the Knight of Swords, you know, the person is astride their horse going full charge, and there's this, you know, little flock of birds done in the classic, you know, like toddler style, the two little lines. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's 5 of them. And it's almost as if this knight has like disrupted a flock with their intense charge forward. So you may find yourself off center from whatever charge has been going on in your life, but going to the place of the star will allow one of those birds, the one that you really need to see, to come to rest in the tree behind you. But you have to be patient, you have to be quiet, you have to have faith, and not rush at things head on. So I say that out loud and I'm like, that is not my style, but I will aspire to it this month in February. So thank you as always for listening. If you want some more tarot magic and to be in the behind the scenes zone, do subscribe at Substack. And send some questions too. I'll be back recording new episodes of Ask a Tarot Reader this month. So if you have a technical question about tarot or spirituality or intuition, submit it there. You can also submit a question for a mini reading. So those are two-prong episodes. Thank you as always for being here, and I'll be back soon with a new forecast for March. Until next time.